ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Spectrum technique. Special technique of shadow boxing.
Yo, what's good, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is a special edition of the Boxing Source Radio Show, and I am James Bell, the leader of the Boxing Source, and we are going to try to have a specific interview here to take place, so we wanted to get that thing up and going, and we wanted to get a few things in from this person, so we want to see if they can get on to the show and join in here. So of course we have the shows on Sunday nights, but what we have here is a special interview with one person I've tried to get on here for a little bit, and I am thankful that he is on live right now. It's the champ.
Let's go, champ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is Shannon the Cannon Briggs, former heavyweight champion of the world. What's good with you, brother?
I'm chilling, brother. How you doing, brother? Everything good?
Everything's good. Everything's real good, man. Just, you know, thankful to get you on here on the show, and seeing that you've had some recent news that's come across the Boston airwaves recently, it seems like you're getting back in the ring real soon.
Yeah, brother, I'll be fighting actually in May and in April. I'm in the gym. I'm looking forward to two fights, hopefully back to back, and then just staying busy for the rest of the year. You know, we've seen Tyson Fury, what it would happen in the Wilder fight, and it gave me a lot of motivation. I said, give me one more shot at it. I'm looking to hopefully become the oldest heavyweight champion in boxing history by breaking George Foreman record. You know, I did defeat and retire him and back in 97, so why not go for it?
Yep.
I'm 48 years old. I feel great. And you know what? I'm going to give another crack at it.
Yeah, you did mention Tyson Fury getting that dominant win over Deontay Wilder, and that, you know, goes back to when you were, you know, there with Tyson Fury to, you know, give him motivation to get him back in the ring. And then you see him doing what he did to, you know, cut down the weight and get himself into boxing shape, then challenge Deontay Wilder over in December of 2018, and that was a draw. And then here we are over a year later, and he was able to win in dominant fashion. So now we got you coming up. You said, like, you're going to be back in the ring in about May, you know, April or May. And then it seems like you were trying to challenge somebody else in a bare-knuckle boxing match. What's up with all that?
Yeah, man, you know, I can't believe it, that bare-knuckle boxing is taking off like it is. It's becoming really big, and I think, you know what, why not give a shot at it? I feel comfortable. You know, I did fight in K-1 back in the days. I went over to Japan, and I fought K-1, and I actually won. So I said, why not? The opportunity arises. If we can put something together, a big enough purse, hey, why not? I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, gotcha. Now that, yeah, that's going to be a, you know, interesting little thing that I've seen, you know, pro boxers get into the whole thing with the bare knuckle boxing thing a little bit. You had Pauly Malignaggi get into it a little bit, and, you know, a couple of others. So, yeah, seeing you here, there in that ring for bare knuckle boxing, man, I don't know if they're ready for you there, champ, man. Like, listen, I don't know if they're ready for that, champ.
Let's go, champ. That's right.
Yo. So, but going back on, you know, your professional career, like you mentioned the thing where you defeated George Foreman to become lineal heavyweight champion of the world. And like you said, you had like the most most first round knockouts in the heavyweight division. And you had the whole thing that was going down when you were on the comeback trail, trying to pursue Deontay Wilder at one point. Vladimir Klitschko at one point, and David Haye. So I'm trying to figure out, like, why did they want any parts of the champ?
Because they know what it is, champ. They knew I was going to break them down. I got the experience. I got the chin. I fought five former heavyweight champions. I've been in the ring with the best of them, champ. And now, they knew what it was. They knew that I was going to break them up. They was actually smart men. You can't blame them for being smart men. But as I said, at the time, people wanted to see them. People wanted to see me knock them off. Unfortunately, they didn't. They were smart. But at the same time, I heard Klitschko's coming back. So, you know, it's good that I'm back in the gym because I heard he's making a comeback. So hopefully I can still catch his ass.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was bringing up the whole thing with Deontay Wilder where y'all were, you know, face-to-face with each other. And you know, that was one of the funny moments there because, you know, you basically told him that they gave him that belt, that WBC belt. And then,
yeah.
You know, you asked him, like, you know, who he fought, you know, up to that
right.
particular point. And then he had the nerve to ask you who you fought. And you said, I fought Lennox Lewis. He's standing next to him. I was like,
that's
oh,
right.
Man, that was just, you know, that was craziness. But like you said, we're on that comeback trail on 2014. And then you were, like you said, you were pursuing Vladimir Klitschko and then the whole thing with David Haye. And David Haye pretty much shanked you there because he backed out of a contract, you know?
Yeah, he had me fight on his card. And then after I fought on his card, he seen how I looked. He backed out and he didn't fight me.
Yeah, you had the fight against Emilio Zarate, and then you hit Zarate with that body punch. And I don't think, I guess Haye got word of that body punch and saw what damage it did to Zarate, and he didn't want any parts of that.
No, not at all. He knew what it was. And listen, they haven't seen the last of me or the best of me. So I'm looking forward to, getting back into top shape and, you know, going after them one at a time. There's no rush. I feel great. You know, Larry Holmes told me a few years ago, he said, don't ever stop fighting. Also, you know, Larry fought till he was like 53 years old. Like Jack Johnson,
mm-hmm.
all those guys fought until their old age. I feel good. I feel great. I'm going to fight my way. But look what Tyson Fury just did. Oh, man, it's a great time to be alive, a great time to be a heavyweight. Let's go, champ.
Yep, exactly. And I want to get into that whole thing there with your motto there, let's go, champ. That's part of your motivation that, you know, got you, you know, back to, you know, the level that you're at right now, you know, in tip-top shape and everything like that, and, you know, much better shape than I am right now, to be quite honest. But, like, go into the details of, you know, the whole Let's Go Champ movement.
Yeah, well, you know, it goes back to about 10, 11 years ago. I was actually, you know, I had walked away from boxing somewhat. I was not doing too well mentally. I was depressed. I had gained weight. I was taking prescription drugs, and I was up to about 403 pounds. And then, I got introduced to cannabis. I got off of the pills. I pulled them on the toilet that same day. I cut my hair, and I started saying, let's go, champ. And, I made a comeback to boxing, and I lost 168 pounds, and I've been feeling phenomenal since then. I've been doing great. I started a cannabis brand called the Cannabis Company, which is our first brand. It's in Litco in Los Angeles. I'm having a pop-up
mm-hmm.
this Thursday. I'm having a pop-up this Thursday at in-store signing at the dispensary in Los Angeles this Thursday. And I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling like, you know, in the best shape of my life, mentally, physically. And I'm looking forward to, you know, bringing a lot of joy and a lot of fun to the heavyweight division over the next couple of years.
Yeah, no doubt. Like you just bringing up the whole thing about the cannabis thing. You did start that a couple of years ago, and you know that's gotten successful there too. Like how has that been able to get you been going as well as the whole thing with the Let's Go Champ movement?
Well, as a sufferer from depression and PTSD, I started medicating with cannabis to help me to get off prescription drugs. At that point, it worked for me. I advocated for people with PTSD, but not as a doctor in that sense. Whereas, it worked for me. I can't say it works for everybody, but I said I am an advocate for those who medicate responsibly, adults that medicate responsibly. So, it helped me a lot. It helped me. I was able to help a lot of other fighters that were suffering from injuries that were left from boxing after their boxing career. And then I got into the business, and it's been successful in a sense forever. I think we're in the next few years we'll be hopefully a premier brand and saving lives worldwide.
True that, true that. Now, you've also been, like I said, training nonstop. Like, where are you based in right now? Is it like the heavyweight factory? I've heard it's the heavyweight factory, correct?
No, I'm all over the place, champ. I can be found in any gym. I do pop-up gyms. I just show up to gyms and just work out anywhere I can show up to.
True, true, true. Because, like, I've seen you, being working out with various, heavyweights, whether it's over in Miami or, maybe in I would say like in Dallas or, Los Angeles and things like that. So, yeah, you've been, continuing to put that work in and staying in shape so that, once you do have that fight, that's supposed to be coming up here in a couple of months, that you're definitely going to be ready for who they have on the other side of the ring.
Anybody, you can get anybody, champ. Can't nobody stop me.
Yeah, can't stop it. Can't stop it. Now, just seeing here, like with this, thing coming up, like you said, you have this next fight coming up. Do you know where they're planning to have that particular fight?
No, I'm not sure yet, champ.
Okay.
Not sure.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah. So we'll be able to, keep in the loop on all of that and see what's good. And then once that, becomes official and whatnot, then we'll, be able to get back at it and, let the people know about it. Seeing if I have someone else on here that wants to ask you a question, 205 area code, what's good with you?
What's going on, fellas? It's Mike Grady calling out of Atlanta.
What's up, champ?
What's going on? You with the champ.
Okay, let's go, champ. Let's go, champ.
Let's go, champ.
I would like to ask you a question about the heavyweight landscape and your thoughts on that. So, on this particular show, we've had guests on the show that pretty much have said that Wilder is all but a helpless lamb in the rematch. I just kind of want to know your opinion on the third fight, and does like the outcome, does it happen to fighters, or what was your thoughts on the second fight and a future fight? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, man, I thought it was a great fight. I can't say it was a great fight. He really got beat up. I think we were all in shock that he got beat up and the way he got beat up. Well, will it happen in the second fight? I can't see it being any different. I don't see him knowing how to fight on the inside. He's not an inside fighter. He's a long-range puncher. Once you close the gap, you take away his power, you got to hit him at the end of the punch. I knew that, and this is why I wanted to fight him early in his career, because I knew what type of fighter he was. I knew that, especially early in his career, you could hit him easy. And once you hit him, he got frustrated. And once he got frustrated, he got desperate. And once he got desperate, he left himself open. So that's why I was always, curious and anxious to fight him. Was he dangerous? Yeah. I thought he got smarter with the Luis fight. I thought he got a little smarter. But to be honest with you, I was wrong. Because what he did was he should have blew Luis out. but he did actually go around. So looking back in retrospect, Tyson Fury knew what he was talking about. He knew what he was doing. He gained weight. He went in there. He jumped on him. He beat him up. And, you know, that's where we at with it. So where do we go from here? Now, do a rematch. I can't see it being any different. But if he can shock the world and make it different, wow. What then? A fourth one? What happens now? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they have the...
I don't even think Fury wants to fight him again.
Yeah, when he beats him the third time, I don't think they're going to fight again after he beats him the third. That's my thought.
I don't think Fury wants to fight him now.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, but, you know, except for that rematch clause.
You know, he may say, I don't want it. He may say, I don't want it and drop the title. But, like, listen, I'm the linear champion. You know, he may say, look, I'm the linear champion. I don't want it.
But you think he would give up the opportunity to fight Joshua for one last fight and actually, you know, so he is the guy. We all know that he's the guy. But you think he would give that up to give up history?
He may give the title to Wilder. Don't be surprised if he gives up the BC title. And he goes after
Joshua.
Joshua, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the thing with Tyson Fury is he's kind of a, you know, mixed bag. And with what he's done, like he defeated Klitschko, who was the man, and then he took a break. Then now he's defeated Wilder, who's had the long, you know, streak of defending the WBC title. Now if he goes ahead and just, you know, passes on the third fight with Wilder and goes and fights Joshua and defeats Joshua, then he's pretty much defeated all the top guys that have been in the heavyweight division over the past, what, 5 years. So after that, he might not have much motivation after that. You know, that's been, you know, one of the topics with him is that it's like, I mean, I beat this top guy and I beat the other top guy that they put in front of me. Now if you put one more guy in front of me and I beat him, then what other motivation do I have? You know, so that is the factor.
If Fury can beat Joshua, he should retire. I mean, why not? What else to prove? He made a lot of money. But other than that, that's it. That's it. If he can beat Joshua, then there's nothing else to talk about. But if he can't, then that's another story.
Yeah, true. Now,
that's a change of pace. So, what was it like training? I think you trained Logan Paul, right?
Yeah, it was cool, man. It was cool. It was just, you know, job. We had fun. They won. Unfortunately, he lost, but it was, you know, it was cool. It was nothing different.
Oh, okay. Well, was it? I'm trying to ask a question and keep respect on my guy's name. Was it like training like a regular fighter, or was it just someone trying to learn and, you know, making money? Was it just a regular run-of-the-mill, or did it have, like, the hype that it appeared to have, at least from certain boxing fans' opinions?
No, it was great, man. It was a great experience. That he could really fight. He's a great athlete. He on point, man. It was a great experience for him, I think, for me. And, you know, he's a great athlete. He could be a boxer if he wants to be, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that was, you know, a little bit of an experience there, you know, that KSI Logan Paul thing that was, you know, out there over in November 9th of last year that you, you know, took a part of. So, you know, that was, you know, kind of like a little bit of an experience for Logan Paul there. But, you know, going back into the heavyweight division, I mean, we talked about, you know, the likes of Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. Is there, like, you know, any other heavyweights that you, you know, have your eye on, like a Jarrell Miller or, you know, say a Dillon White?
No, those are my boys. No one in particular. I'm just looking to stay busy and see where it takes me. Whoever's in, you know, when I'm ready to fight, you know, hopefully 6 months to 8 months, when I'm ready for a top guy, who's over there with this. See how it goes.
True that. True that. Now
I got two more interviews to go, guys. It was great talking to you, brothers. Man, I love you guys. Man, I'm looking forward to being back on the show in the very near future.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you guys can have me back on as a regular.
All right. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, just had to get you on here real quick, man. So thank you very much for coming on here for this particular, you know, interview. And we'll keep in contact so that once you have, you know, a good time, then we'll get you on at length, man.
Man, thank you, Champ. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are the best.
All right, let's go, Champ.
Let's go, Champ. Bye-bye.
All right, there it is there. Shannon the Cannon Briggs that was on with us here at the Boxing Source. Thank him very much for coming through. Thank Mike for calling in here real quick. You know, that was you know, an impromptu interview with the Champ. He, you know, I was supposed to, you know, have him on Sunday, but we couldn't link up for that. So he hit me back up and said, yo, let's see if we could run it, you know, today. And you know, it just, you know, made it happen, and you know, we had the Champ on. So, you know, hopefully we'll, you know, get some more things done when he has more of an open schedule, and we'll be, you know, working from there, man. So, hey, Mike, what did you think, man?
I think he tells it like he calls it like he sees it, and I think that's what people respect him for. You know, I think he, from at least from how I've seen him move and interact, he has a very open personality, and I mean, the man is very likable in many countries. So I appreciate him for coming on. I don't agree with what he said about Wilder not being able to compete. I think Wilder got caught, and you know, it happens. People get hit with shots they don't recover from, and the third fight will be different.
Well, we will see about that there on July 18th is what they have it scheduled for. So once they get all of the specifics, you know, for that, and we'll be, you know, following all of that, and then we'll see, you know, what goes down. So that's pretty much what we have here. Of course, we're going to have the podcast that's going to be on Sunday. Should be going through that Kalinicki Hellenius fight card over at the Barclays Center and whatnot. So we're going to be on the lookout for that. But like I said, I thank Shannon Briggs for coming on here to speak for a little bit for what he's doing. Like I said, he has a, you know, a fight that's coming up. They're trying to work on having him fighting in the ring once again in the month of May. So once we get more details on that, we'll be able to update y'all on that right there. Once again, thank him for coming on, and thank Mike Grady for coming on to ask him a couple of questions there. So that's what we got here tonight, and I'll see y'all on Sunday. All right? Peace out.